Save us, John Molinaro, senior sports writer for Sportsnet.ca. It's a big weekend for
Champions
footy
League
fans.
Final, Johnny will be excited.
The champions! What do you think, Coltrane? You like that?
I do. I like the anthem a lot, to be honest.
I do, too. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. I want to get to that in a moment, but you know what? I want to touch on some MLS here as well, as the Whitecaps will honor their 40th anniversary, the 1979 Soccer Bowl champions, Vancouver Whitecaps. And, man, it has been a dysfunctional organization these last few months, but the skies seem to have cleared up. We're actually going to have Kieran McCormick join us in studio, kind of the whistleblower in all this, a little later on this morning. But what do you make? Do you feel like the Whitecaps have started to kind of make some amends here lately?
It would certainly look that way. I mean, you know, after the slow start to the season, and slow, I think that's me being charitable, they seem to have turned the corner. It was always going to take some time, I think, with the Whitecaps this season, just because I don't have to tell you guys with all the sort of, you know, stuff that was going on last season with, you know, players speaking out and then the big roster overhaul and Mark DeSantos coming in. I think he just needed some time to sort of get his hooks into the team, start to change the culture a little bit, and for this team to start to play in the vision that he wants. So I think patience was just required. So I wasn't terribly surprised by the, as I said, by the slow start, and it seems like they're starting to come good. I still think scoring is a bit of an issue for them. There's not a lot of goals, but you know, maybe they make a move in the when the secondary transfer window opens in July. But I think they're certainly trending in the right direction at the moment.
John Molinaro joining us on the starting lineup, Perry and James. So the 40th anniversary celebrated tonight. I said to James, what's the best soccer city in Vancouver, in Canada? Is it Vancouver or Toronto? We've got 40 years ago,
Montreal.
We had the title. Montreal's been around. I mean, Toronto, obviously, recent history with TFC and their win. Where would you, I mean, I know you're Toronto-based. Would you lean there automatically as far as history when the league wasn't there? Because Toronto had an okay, you know,
Blizzard.
James, you said the Blizzard were something you looked into. Where would you go, John, with that?
Yeah, and the Toronto Metros won the NASL championship in the 70s as well.
Oh,
and they
yeah,
had guys
yeah.
like Eusebio, the great Portuguese star. I think they're both, I mean, this is a cop-out, but I think they're both great sort of soccer cities. They both have a tradition of the game culture, the game in their respective cities. They both hosted championship teams. And I think there's just a real vibrant passion for the game in Toronto and Vancouver. You see it whenever the national team, you know, plays out west. You know, at BC Place or whenever they come to BMO Field, both the men's and women's. So I don't know that one is necessarily the better. I think they're both. I would rank them both, you know, the best soccer cities.
You're right. That's a cop-up, but that's fair. It's
we'll,
good cop-up.
We'll accept it anyway because you're with us at an early hour this morning here, John. John Molinaro from Sportsnet.ca. Champions League final tomorrow, and, you know, it's an all-England affair as you got Liverpool and Tottenham. Boy, the stars, I mean, it's not necessarily the conventional stars that are out there with Messi or Ronaldo, but there are still some pretty good heavyweights that we've become familiar with, especially based on the World Cup performance from last year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you think about the players, the caliber of Mohamed Salah and Harry Kane and Son Heung-min and, you know, Virgil van Dijk, there's some all-star talent there, so to speak. And I think it's an intriguing match just because, you know, they both had interesting paths to the final. They both had to sort of overcome adversity and come from behind at one point. I think Liverpool would have to be considered the favorites, but I wouldn't discount Spurs automatically. I really like how they've kind of battled back and showed great resolve, you know, especially in their last two rounds when they beat Manchester City and Ajax. Those were two tough teams to overcome. So there might be something in Spurs kind of pulling it off against all odds. But either way, I think it'll be an intriguing match between, you know, two English rivals.
Which club needs it more?
That's an interesting question. I don't know. You could, again, a cop-out. You could probably make a case for both, but
yeah,
probably Spurs. I think just because they always seem to be on this cusp of, you know, becoming one of the elite teams in the Premier League, sort of breaking through that glass ceiling and just never quite make it. They always seem to be sort of threatening. I think if they can win, you know, the Champions League and become, you know, champions of Europe, I think that's a major statement by them. And I would do their bottom line no good. You know, with Liverpool, you know, winning the Champions League is nothing new to them. They had a great season, even though they finished second in the Premier League. But you get the sense that there's more to come from Liverpool, that, you know, they're going to overcome the hump and, you know, come good in the Premier League, you know, whether it's next year or the year after that. But I think for Tottenham, this would be absolutely massive. This would put them on, sort of take them to that next level that they've long wanted to get to.
Johnny, appreciate you doing this. Enjoy the weekend, enjoy the game, and, you know, hopefully Sharman won't be insufferable back east in the event that Liverpool does win.
Well, he's always insufferable. So.
Good point. Thanks for this.
Thanks, John.
No problem, guys. Anytime.
Sportsnet 650.